46th Annual March for Life has new momentum, science is on our side. By Penny Starr on January 16, 2019. Thousands of people have gathered in Washington, D.C. Since the United States Supreme Court ruled in 1973 that abortion on demand is the law of the land. And the March for Life mission is unchanged, overturn Roe v. Wade so that every unborn child has a future. 46 years later and some 60 million deaths from abortion tallied. Organizers feel a renewed hope as technological advances have allowed detailed images of unborn children to reveal their humanity mere weeks after conception. Advances in science and technology support the humanity of the child in the earliest stages in the womb, Jean Mancini, president of March for Life, told Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe ahead of the event on Friday on the National Mall. Thus, this year's theme for the march, unique from day one. The event begins at 10 a.m. with conservative Ben Shapiro doing his popular podcast live from the March for Life stage. The rally and march start at noon with testimonials from people affected by abortion. Other speakers scheduled to speak include Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, Representative Dan Lipinski, D. Eel, Representative Chris Smith, R. N. J., Abby Johnson, former clinic director with Planned Parenthood, Alveda King, director of civil rights for the unborn with Priests for Life, Dr. Kathy Altman, fellow of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Ally Cavazos, president of Princeton Pro-Life, and Archbishop Joseph Naumann, chairman of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Pro-Life Activities Committee. Marlowe asked Mancini about the good nature of the people, mostly 25 years and younger, who join the march every year despite the often bitterly cold winter weather and fierce opposition from the abortion industry. Mancini said marchers have a sense of hope and joy that they will achieve their goal of making abortion unthinkable. But we're also aware why we're marching and the sheer loss of life over the last 46 years, Mancini said. We've lost 60 million Americans to abortion. There is a real sense of grief at the march, but it is overshadowed by the hope for healing for those who have suffered from having an abortion and those affected by it, including fathers who often get overlooked in the abortion debate. The MarchForLife.org website articulates the connection between the pro-life movement and science. Being pro-life is not in opposition to science. It's quite the opposite, in fact. Medical and technological advancements continue to reaffirm the science behind the pro-life cause. That life begins at fertilization, or day one when egg meets sperm and a new, unique, human embryo is created. The unique fingerprint that each of us has, distinguishing us from any other human on the planet, is determined by that DNA at day one. Right from the beginning of life, you are becoming the unique, incredible, unrepeatable person that you are. The website features links to scientific facts about life developing in the womb and its unique humanity. That, in essence, is why we march, the website said. We march to end abortion, with a vision of a world where the beauty, dignity, and uniqueness of every human life are valued and protected. Vice President Mike Pence will be addressing supporters at the Rose Dinner following the march. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.